אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. Hundreds of mourners gathered on Wednesday in Jericho for the funeral of Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat, who died a day earlier at the age of 65 due to complications from the coronavirus. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah eulogized Erekat as a great fighter. Erekat was a lung transplant recipient who suffered from pulmonary fibrosis. He died on Tuesday at Jerusalem's Hadassah Ein Karim Hospital, where he was taken last month after receiving treatment at home for several days. Palestinian Authority Foreign Minister Riyad Al-Maliki described Erekat as an icon of the Palestinian cause. Erekat was an outspoken and passionate advocate of Palestinian statehood and believed in a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Commenting on his death, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said now is the time to continue his crucial work by renewing negotiations towards a just and sustainable two-state solution. Neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor President Reuven Rivlin offered public condolences following Erekat's death. 2,716 Israelis have now died from the coronavirus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday announced that Israel had signed a deal with Pfizer to purchase millions of coronavirus vaccine shots, days after the US pharmaceutical firm said data suggested that the vaccine was 90% effective at preventing COVID-19. Netanyahu said Israel would receive 8 million doses of the vaccine, enough to inoculate 4 million Israelis. Netanyahu expressed hope that Pfizer would begin supplying the vaccine in January. The announcement came amid signs that infection rates in the country may be trending upwards again, despite the fact that the number of coronavirus patients in Israel in a serious condition dropped below 300 on Thursday for the first time in over 3 months. A military task force warned on Friday that recent declines in new infections had halted. Health Ministry data showed that the number of people each infected person infects had risen to 1 for the first time since Israel began emerging from its second national lockdown in mid-October. Any R0 value above 1 means that the pandemic is growing, while values below 1 show it is shrinking. The infection rate in the Arab sector is 6 times higher than the Israeli average and shows no signs of lessening. The current list of red cities and towns are all Arab or Druze. This data is likely to halt a further easing of restrictions and possibly lead to some being renewed. The Corona Cabinet is meeting today, with the central topic being the possible reopening of higher grades of schools and further opening of shops. Immediate easing of restrictions is unlikely. Knesset members gave the final go-ahead to a plan on Wednesday that will allow hotels and other venues to reopen in Eilat and near the Dead Sea, intended to transform them into coronavirus-free tourism islands. The new law will require tourists to present a negative COVID-19 test result from no more than 72 hours prior to their entry into Eilat or the Dead Sea resort of Ein Bokeh. The legislation will allow hotels and adjacent small businesses to reopen so long as they adhere to other health guidelines. Eilat's economy is almost totally dependent on tourism, and unemployment there has reached 40% since the restrictions due to coronavirus beginning in March. An Israeli delegation of business leaders, consisting of representatives of the Israeli Chamber of Commerce, Manufacturers Association and the Israel Export Institute, has visited Dubai this past week to lay out the groundwork for trade and cooperation between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Included in the delegation, that was warmly welcomed, were representatives of West Bank settler communities. The World Health Organization on Thursday led a 4-hour session on Israel's alleged violations of health rights in the Palestinian territories and of Druze of Syrian origin in the Golan Heights. They then passed a resolution saying they would hold a similar debate next year. Among the countries that voted against the resolution were the United States, Britain, and Australia. A helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula killed 7 people on Thursday. 5 Americans, a French national, and a Czech citizen. They were all members of a multinational peacekeeping observer force. Another member of the force, an American, survived and was medically evacuated to the Soroka Medical Center in Be'er Sheva. Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi sent his condolences to the families of the victims, and Defence Minister Benny Gantz said in a statement that the servicemen lost their lives while bravely protecting the stability, security and peace of our region. The state prosecution on Thursday informed Hadera Mayor Tzvi Gendelman of his intention to indict him on corruption charges pending a hearing. Gendelman is suspected of fraud, breach of trust and other charges for allegedly providing favours to a local contractor in exchange for support in the October 2018 municipal elections. 18 people were arrested yesterday during clashes with police after hundreds of protesters against Prime Minister Netanyahu marched down Highway 1, which links Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Police said the march was held without permission. Demonstrators said they had received permission to march. They claimed it was the police that caused road blockages while clashing with the activists. The demonstrators were carrying a large inflatable submarine, a reference to a corruption scandal that has ensnared confidants of Netanyahu, although not the Prime Minister himself. Four MKs marched with the demonstrators: Moshe Ya'alon and Ofer Shelach from Yesh Atid Telem, Eli Avidar from Yisrael Beitenu, and Meretz's Yair Golan. The march preceded large protests around the country, with the main one outside the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem. Protests were also held on Thursday night for the 21st straight week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said he was seeking to amend the legal charges against him, claiming that some of the charges attributed to him were committed by his wife and son. Ruti Pribaz Azia was named the year's best picture at the Israeli Ophir Awards, which were announced on Friday, which means it will be Israel's candidate for a Best International Feature nomination at the Oscars in April. The movie tells the story of the complicated relationship of a young mother, Asia, Elena Yiv, and her teenage daughter, Vika, Shira Haas, Russian immigrants here. On the 50th day after Yom Kippur, which is today, the Ethiopian community celebrates the festival of Sigurd, the festival which celebrates the renewal of the covenant with God and Torah. Today also marks 5 years since Prime Minister Netanyahu promised to airlift a further 8,000 Ethiopian Jews here. So far, just 2,257 have been brought here, although there are promises that arrangements are in place to bring 2,000 in January. And as the community celebrates, they are reminding the government of their relatives waiting to come here. The deadline for the government to pass a budget is fast approaching. Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz has threatened to end the coalition deal and take the country to elections if there is no budget this month. The original deadline was August. Opposition leader Yair Lapid said yesterday he would work with his former colleague Gantz, but would not be led by him. On Thursday, the High Court asked the government to explain why legislation passed by a simple majority as part of the coalition deal that narrows the Knesset's powers, including its authority to bring down the government, should be allowed. The court was responding to a number of petitions before it to declare the current coalition deal illegal. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.